And now, more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back, everyone, to Spouting Off here on WSMN. I am pleased to introduce our next guest. Have not talked to him on the phone, but I let his press reps know that I really don't like what he's started. I didn't want to blindside him, but we're going to have a very civil conversation. We're going to get a lot more information about this next gentleman. His name is Greg Simmons. He brings an entrepreneurial perspective to his new movement he's starting called Staunch Moderates Movement. He was born and raised in San Francisco Bay Area, where he learned much from his father's entrepreneurial successes. Greg earned a business degree at the University of Colorado, my home state, even though I'm not there anymore. While in school at Boulder, Greg was inspired to make a career in real estate development. And he also likes to make movies, something called Aspen the Series, which I expect we will hear much more about. Can't wait to hear more from Greg Simmons. Welcome, Greg, to Spouting Off here on WSMN. Good to have you on the program.
Hi, I'm on the line with you, Karen.
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, very well. Nice to meet you.
Well, it is great to meet you, too. This interview has been a long time coming because I talked to your press rep and some other people and told them what I thought of the idea. Let's just get started. You heard my introduction that we're living in a time in which civil discourse, civil dissent and discussion and debate is frowned upon. That's why we want to model it here. So, Greg, tell me more.
I'd like to jump in. You said that we're a new movement. We're not quite new. We started in at the end of 2019 and campaigned 16 different primaries during the 2020 election, the first of which was the Live Free or Die state of New Hampshire, where you reside
right
now.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you been
well, I don't reside here, but that's
Karen?
Okay. The Live Free or Die state, that is great. Why don't we start from the beginning and tell us what exactly does Staunch Moderates Movement mean and how you decided you founded it? How'd you come up with it? And give us a good explanation of what it is and its goal.
Okay. Well, let me tell you what it means to be a staunch moderate. To be a staunch moderate means that you support our philosophy of moderation to strive for peace. Secondly,
well,
the staunch
quick.
Moderates... Go ahead, Karen.
And to strive for peace. So that's part of your mission to...
Yeah.
To be a moderate... forgive me, you said to be moderate, I guess, in all things, kind of like that old Zen Buddhist thing?
Yeah, hey, moderation, we're basically a philosophy to set our differences aside, find common middle ground, reach across the aisle, tell a joke, evaluate, negotiate, compromise, and decide into the most equitable solutions humanly possible. Is that asking too much? Apparently it is this day and age, but that's what we strive for and what we're selling.
Okay. So does a staunch moderate, when you say reach across the aisle and strive for peace and find solutions, does that mean that you are somewhere in the middle, or does it mean something different?
Yeah, it means we're in the middle. Being in the middle means that you're not on either one of the two extremes. So, yes. We're the middle. We're the 90 percentile middle. That's who we are.
What do you mean 90 percentile? Who is the
90% of the constituents of the United States, if not the whole world, are moderates. The other 10%, extremists.
How do you define moderate?
Extremists?
How do you define a moderate today, and how do you define an extremist today?
I already defined a moderate.
Right, you did.
But
I guess.
How do you define an extremist? Somebody that is acting out extremely so and being disruptive to society in doing it. And that's not a thorough description, but that's shooting from the hip right now.
Okay. Say more about that, though. I'd love to hear more about that.
I'm not an expert at it. I said I'm shooting from the hip. I mean, an extremist is, sometimes in life, they belongs extremism, i.e. on the football field for the athletes in a basketball game in the final minutes of the game. That's the time for extremism. All the time's not a time for extremism, especially in society today. We got a focus on de-escalation instead of escalation. Breathe, meditate, calm. That's what the world needs now.
So this is a good place to start with. I mean, all of it is interesting. Before I go further, what made you decide now was the time to reach across the aisle and be a moderate, other than before? Did you have a change of heart? Or
you mean in December of 2019 when we started the movement?
Yes.
Well, as you can remember, towards the end of 2019 going into 2020, the division was pretty extreme, and I think arguably still is today.
More now?
I don't know. More now as opposed to, no, it was pretty hot then. It's pretty hot now. It looks like we're in trouble, not only because of that, but because of the exponential growth in technology compounded with the divide. That's what made us jump out and start this movement. It actually happened at cocktail hour, sitting around with some friends. We were talking politics, joking around, making fun of extremists. And one of us said, I know, why don't we start a new political party, the Staunch Moderates? It got a laugh, but then turned into an interesting conversation. And then many times throughout the year of 2019, repeated conversations, and finally December 2019 filed for a trademark, Staunch Moderates, rolled up our sleeves and got to work. So that's how it started.
It sounds like the ideology is to be moderate rather than what the ideology is. Do I have that right?
Wait.
Like, what are you being moderate in? If your ideology is to be moderate, doesn't it matter what the ideology is beyond being moderate about it? Or is the goal just to be moderate no matter what?
There's no matter what. It's just a philosophy. There's other ways of doing things. We're just a philosophy about a way, of an outlook in how to deal with the world. We're just a philosophy. There's other philosophies out there.
Okay.
We're just the philosophy of moderation, the staunch moderates.
Okay.
And I've got more to say about that. And
please,
we don't have
the
answer to everything, but we sure have the answer to a lot.
And go ahead and say more about what your answer is. You say you have the answer.
It's interesting how you say, because we're all about process. The process, again, I'll repeat myself, of setting our differences aside, finding common middle ground, evaluating, negotiating, compromising, and deciding them. It's that process. That's what we're in support of, all the way back to the 1787 of the drafting of the Constitution. We're pounding that same drum of moderation. And a lot of people would say, moderation has no place in Amendment 1 or Amendment 2 or immigration. And people, the liberals and the conservatives, dig their heels in and they won't give much. But the professionals have to give. That's what goes on in the Capitol building every day, is compromise. That's what went on all the way back in 1787 when the Constitution was founded, the Great Compromise. We're pounding that same drum. We're reminding, hey, and it's like, oh, come on, that's old school. Give me a break. Things are different. No, we need to keep trying.
Greg, let me ask you.
To get along.
Let me ask you this. Would you agree or disagree that on the political scale of what is liberal, what is conservative, what is left, and what is right, what is radical left, what is radical right, that scale has changed dramatically, that the scale is not
Absolutely.
The same that it used to be. For example, many people have argued, and I would agree, John F. Kennedy would be a very center-right conservative today based on his policies. And yet the entire scale has moved to the left. So when you're compromising, aren't you kind of taking accepting the political line as it is today, which is entirely different than it was 20, 30, 50 years ago?
It has changed, and it has moved left. And by the way, I'm personally a moderate conservative. I'm in partnership with moderate liberals, and that's the seed of our intellectual movement, staunch moderates, the organization. So we're represented on both sides. We're in the music business also. Have you gone to our website?
Right.
I'm guessing you have.
Go ahead and say the website. But before we go there, and we have to take a break, and you know what? I find this so fascinating. If you can stay with us through a break, we have about 5 more minutes, and then we have a quick break. I'd like to keep you on, if that's okay.
Yeah, I'm up for it.
Great. I want to stay with this idea, though, that if your main gig is to be moderate, but the entire definition and political line has moved very far to the left, then aren't you giving up? Aren't you moderating on to liberalism before they've even had a start? I mean, today they call you a radical conservative, a radical right winger, because you have flown a Gadsden flag, or you like the Betsy Ross flag, who was anti-slavery. They call the entire country racist.
They call the right, they just racist extremists.
All those things. So if the whole line, if you take the whole line and you moved it way far to the left, and you claim that you're a moderate, haven't you already conceded hugely before you've even opened your mouth?
Hey, it's a good argument you pose right now. It truly is.
Okay, but I would love to get your thoughts about that. Maybe you'll think about that, but I mean, why be moderate to something when they set the playing field. They set the whole game. You're moderating to their game, and their game has now decided. I'll just give you the thing. They've decided there are 57 genders. Pornography for kids is okay. Maiming children in sex change surgeries at 7 is okay. And the entire country is racist. Oh, yeah. And if you're white or you're
okay.
a Trump
it's
supporter,
promoted.
You're a racist. Yeah.
Hey, the far woke left, you know, is, you know, they've gone so far left that it's really damaging to society.
Okay. And the question is, the far left has already succeeded in labeling and branding conservatives, all conservatives, as radical, alt-right, radical conservative, racist, bigoted. They've been doing this for decades, and you want to moderate that and compromise on that?
We don't have a choice. In fact,
what do you mean we don't have a choice?
Our government's set up to do that, and it does it, and it's been doing it for decades.
Wait, we don't have a choice to stand up?
It's all about who the administration that's in power, and it goes back and forth, and that's how the moderation.
Okay,
comes
we've
out
got about 20 seconds, and I am just loving this conversation. So I want to pick it up. We're going to take a break. We're talking to Greg Simmons, the founder of Staunch Moderates Movement, and he's also a filmmaker. We'll let him talk to you about his films. And we'll continue with this. I want to pick it up with "We Don't Have a Choice." That's an interesting idea, that we don't have a choice and we're the consent of the governed. We'll find out what Greg has to say about that when we come back. We are modeling dissent, civil discourse. We'll be right back after this.
And now, more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back, everyone. We're having a scintillating, let me learn how to say that, conversation with Greg Simmons, who's founded a movement called, and even got a trademark, Staunch Moderates Movement. Thank you so much, Greg Simmons, for staying with us. We're going to continue the conversation. Thanks for staying with us.
Yeah, my pleasure, Karen.
Good. So so we don't get rushed. Tell everybody about your website and your films now, and then when we get into our heated debate here, we will have done that.
We haven't been in the heated debate yet. Okay. Our website is staunchmoderates.org. I suggest everybody goes there or go to our Staunch Moderates News YouTube channel. That you all will find most entertaining, a la the old MTV. We've got a documentary series, an update series, and an archive of music videos, all supporting our philosophy of moderation for peace.
Okay. So you mentioned before the break, we don't have a choice. Can you explain what you meant by that? Because I was like, whoa, what do you mean we don't have a choice?
We do have a choice. We could go be an extremist. That's another choice. An extremist.
But you were saying we don't have a choice. First, explain what you meant by we don't have a choice as citizens of the United States of America?
Right. We've got to try to live this principle of moderation, which goes all the way back again 1787 of our Constitution, the Great Compromise. Our Constitution was premised on compromise and moderation, and we're just pounding that same drum as a reminder and celebrating all that's good in humanity, rather than its ailments. Uh-huh. We staunch moderates, and we make, with not only am I in the film industry, but also in the music industry. We dropped a hip hop album last year and got on the ballot for best rap song for our Socrates Cafe track. We're dropping our second hip hop album this August 26th. It's entitled Mission Peace. Go figure, coming from the staunch moderates. That's where our biggest passion is now with our music, and we're all about pulsating peace as far and wide as possible right now out on the planet, because we figure the planet.
Yeah, but how do you get there by just saying peace, 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 like they did in the '60s? I'm not sure how you get there.
No, we're much more stylized and professional. Mm. Than the 60s.
What does that mean?
The 60s were a bunch of free love and drugs and Yeah. Free love and drugs and fighting against the Vietnam War and also civil rights was going on. Boy, the 60s, that was a divided time, too. Boy, wasn't it?
But and, let me ask you this. So we have plenty of time here, Greg. When I heard this, I was angry. Okay. I'll be very upfront with you. That's why I wanted to have you on. And hopefully that's still okay. I'm not going to advocate violence or anything else, but hopefully anger is a good thing when you own it. And I'm owning it.
What were you angry with?
From my perspective, and you do not have to agree with me, we are looking today in my lifetime at the advent of communism in this country. I don't want to.
We're always a socialist country with the current administration.
Let me finish my thought here. We're looking at actual communism, people in our government who are selling this country out and engaging in censorship, pornography for kids, a whole host of things that are contrary to the way this country was founded. And we are in dire shape because many people are still asleep and think we ought to be moderate. My question to you is, do you want to compromise with communism, Greg?
Do I want to compromise? Yeah, we have to.
We have to compromise with communism?
We have.
Seriously?
We don't have a choice. I mean, yeah.
Wait a minute. Here we're back again. We don't have a choice. I have to compromise with communism. My father served in this country as an army veteran. May he rest in peace. Our founder, our grandfathers and great-grandfathers fought communism so that it would not be visited upon our shores. And this is tyranny. Communism is tyranny. And you're telling me we don't have a choice to stand up against communism and tyranny?
They're a huge part of the population of the world. And we've got to get along with them, otherwise
so
we're
go along and get along.
Otherwise,
is
we're
that right?
Blow ourselves to smithereens. Otherwise, we're going to blow ourselves to smithereens. So we have.
So you're terrified of argument, or are you terrified of standing up for liberty? Do you stand for liberty, Greg?
I'm specifically standing for liberty. I'm referencing the Constitution several times over in our conversation, which was premised upon the principle of moderation.
Right, wait. So, but
pounding
you said
drum, let's
go back. You said we have no choice but to compromise with communism. Do you realize what an oxymoron that is? Because compromise requires compromise requires that people make a choice and have freedom to make that choice. You can't compromise with communism because communism is tyranny. And you're telling me we don't have a choice?
Yeah, I said that several times over. That's correct.
All right. So we don't have a choice.
We're blown to smithereens, Karen Cataline.
All right, Greg Simmons.
Hey, man, I don't support.
Have you heard?
I really don't.
Blown to smithereens.
Try to get along with them.
Right. So what you're saying is there's nothing you won't. What? What's that?
Even though the communists are liars and cheats, thoroughbred-wise, we still got to try to get along with them. We don't have a choice.
And what happens when they want to subjugate you? What happens when they want to subjugate you and you're as a citizen? And you're going to say, well, I'm so scared of being blown to smithereens, I'll do anything you say? Do you not have a line in the sand over which you will not cross?
No lines in the sand are apropos and strategy, but hey, that's what we do.
Greg,
Karen,
do you have a line?
We've been doing this for half of a century plus.
Let's
more
talk
like
about
70
now.
Years with the communists.
Let's talk about now, Greg. Do you have a line over which you will not cross if today, God forbid, the UN came in and said, you are no longer America, you are a communist country? And that is not a line you would draw? You have no lines?
We're already ever? Significantly a communist country.
Currently, so your philosophy is give in. Give in.
No, no, no. Fight like heck for
you want to compromise. I'm confused.
Absolutely. Fight
I'm
like
confused
heck for
what
it.
You will and will not fight for. You keep saying, give in, we don't have a choice. Now you're saying fight. Come on, you know, take a stand. What do you think?
When did I say give in? When did I say give in? I never said give in.
Okay, you said we don't have a choice.
I said compromise. Compromise. Give in.
How do you compromise with child abuse? You want to do that? You want to compromise with child sex trafficking? Is that okay? You want to compromise with safe injection sites? You want to compromise with putting pornography on 7-year-old grade school public school shelves in libraries? Do you want to compromise with that?
It is being compromised over right now via our government.
So you're saying, why bother? Why fight back? It's already happening.
No, I'm not saying why bother. I'm sitting here on the phone.
You just gave
right
in?
Now, aren't I?
What's that?
I'm on the phone with you right now, aren't I? I'm not saying why bother. I'm saying that we should embrace our Constitution and the and again, we're a philosophy. We're not the answer to everything.
But
I'm not finished.
I'm still trying to understand where you stand.
But we're the answer to a whole heck of a lot, Karen Cataline. The philosophy
it's
of
Cataline,
moderation.
And it's a pleasure to talk to you. But I still don't understand where you stand. Do you have a bottom line? Are you willing to have children maimed, 7-year-olds having their sex change operations at 7? Will you compromise with that?
No, I'm not supportive of it, but the democracy and the Constitution, the way our government is set up to deal with that. And it's dealing
with
tell
me it. How we would deal with that in your philosophy. How do we deal with the institutionalization of taking over health care and
Karen,
teachers advocating sex change operations for 7-year-olds?
Have you been to our Staunch Modernist News YouTube channel?
No, I got you on the phone. You answer for me, if you would, please. How do you compromise with a movement for maiming children, giving them hormone blockers, and doing sex change operations
for
7-year-olds?
What's the name of the movement for maiming children? I've never heard of it.
I'm asking you ideologically, how do you compromise with that?
I'd rather talk about our music. The
Greg, you're dancing. You're dancing. How do you compromise?
The many different genres of music. The many
how do you compromise with communism,
in,
Greg?
In our strong moderates music. DJ Staunch, Casanova Ace, R&B.
Greg,
jazz,
Greg,
hip,
Greg.
Rock, roll, classic,
objection,
gospel.
Your Honor, non-responsive. Come on, answer the question. Are you going to compromise with communism and tyranny?
Am I going to compromise? No.
Yeah.
I'm not going to compromise. Well, actually, we need to. We need to try. We need to get along
Wait
with
a minute.
People, rather
Is
we
it,
like it or not, Karen.
You see? First you said, no, you're not going to compromise. And now you say, we need to, we have to, whether we like it or not. So which is it, Greg? Do you stand for anything at all?
Not moderates are kind of known for not right.
We're living in a dangerous time.
Silent majority. We are the majority.
And so
we're
you want
huge.
People to be even more passive than they are now.
Even more passive than they are now.
Yeah, they're pretty passive. When the government shut down businesses
in what
and
you
kept...
want, Karen, you want everybody to be an extremist about everything?
And so, wait a minute, you're branding me an extremist because
I never
because...
called you an extremist. I never
right.
branded you an extremist.
So,
I was
well,
close
it's not
to
a...
branding
Guess
you
what?
An extremist,
it's not
but
a black
I never
or white.
Did, and you called me out for branding you an extremist.
No,
that's
I just asked, you said is the only choice to be either an extremist,
I'm here to talk about the dropping of our album, our music. I'm not going to
No, that's not what you came
debate.
On for. You came on to talk about staunch moderates, and I'm challenging the whole idea of being a staunch moderate, because you're a staunch moderate of gobbledygook. You don't stand for anything.
Okay.
It seems.
Very well. Yeah, we're moderate.
The
only thing in the middle is like a dead possum in the middle of the road, right? That's what the moderate.
No.
We don't stand for anything, yada, yada,
Well,
yada.
I'm trying to find out what you do stand for, and we do have about 4 minutes, and I want to leave friends.
I told you what we stand for. We stand
you
for the
stand
Constitution
for moderation.
Of the United States. I'm not going to speak over each other.
Okay, go ahead.
We
go ahead.
Stand for the Constitution of the United States, setting our differences aside, finding common middle ground, evaluating, negotiating,
if you
compromising,
stand for the Constitution,
into the most equitable solutions humanly possible.
This is platitudinous.
We're all about reminding you about that, celebrating that.
And Greg,
society about
Greg,
putting nice music
if you
to it. That's all we are. That's all we are,
all right.
Karen. That's
all, right,
all
but,
staunch moderates is. A philosophy
right.
for peace. It's not going to answer all your answers about tyranny. It just doesn't.
Greg,
we're
let me ask you
There's
something.
Different philosophies. You obviously
right, so
live by a different philosophy. You're
at a time, in this country where we're in danger of losing our entire Constitution through communism and tyranny, this is a hell of a bad time to claim that all we have to do is be moderate and everything will be okay. That's my
concern. Did I say
concern.
That? I never said that. I never said okay. that all we have
All right.
to
you
do.
Take the last 2 minutes of say anything you want and we'll leave friends, okay?
Okay, let me gather my thoughts, and I don't know that I need 2 minutes to say everything. Hey, you
well,
know,
it's going quickly.
Actually, it's my mic. Thank you very much. So, like I said, I like talking about our music. We're very passionate about our music. It's good music. The inspirations for our music would be Frank Sinatra, the Rat Pack, Ramsey Lewis, the Jack.
What does this have to do with staunch moderates? Anything?
I thought you said the mic was mine. I say whatever I want.
Okay. If that's what you want to talk about, that's great. I've got about
okay,
the Jackson, 30 seconds.
Quincy Jones, I'm almost done with our inspirations, Karen. Thanks for giving me the mic for 2 minutes. As I was saying, the Jacksons, Quincy Jones, Steely Dan, and the Doobie Brothers, check out our music. We hope you hear the inspirations in our music.
Okay.
What does our music have to do with staunch moderates? Because it's how we get our message for peace out there in a nice stylized way. Throughout
we got to run.
World.
2 minutes go quickly. Greg Simmons, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for coming on the hot seat. We appreciate it. And that about does it for us on this day, Spouting Off. Have a wonderful weekend. Know what you stand for and be willing to spout off about it. We got a First Amendment right in this country. Use it or lose it. Thank you so much to Art and everybody who makes our show possible. And we will see you tomorrow at 1 p.m. and Tuesday and Thursday next week, as always, for more Spouting Off.